MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The FAA has investigated another near miss. This one was really scary. The FAA is looking into it. At Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport outside of D.C. It happened yesterday when a Southwest Airlines plane was cleared to cross a runway and a JetBlue flight was forced to abort takeoff on that runway. The air traffic controller yelled at both pilots to stop. It sounded like it was ATC's fault. The planes are reportedly only 300 feet away from each other, which these stories are happening all the time. I don't know if it's the availability of the audio online, you know, because most all of the air traffic control frequencies are like streaming in some form or being recorded. So I don't know if this has been happening. I mean, I'm a pilot. I can't honestly say I've heard very many of these sorts of things happen. Like, it's not like I hear it every time I go flying or something, but I mean, I feel like we're doing one of these stories a week. And so I don't know if it's really, truly happening more often or if we're just uncovering that it's happening more often. But anyway, that's really scary. The safest airline in the U.S. happens to be Kiki's favorite.
Yes!
The safest airline is the cheapest, but not the best overall. Spirit Airlines has been ranked by Wallet Hub the safest airline and the most affordable.
Yep.
This is based on a bunch of different categories. 13 metrics, cost, delays, cancellations, injuries, entertainment options, and legroom. I think the thing about Spirit is, you know, you just expect to get injured.
What?
You just, I mean, it is what it is. They just throw you in there and go, you know, just, no one expects anything more. So.
Mm-mm. The title says we're the safest. So. Put some respect on Spirit Airlines. Okay. Thank you.
Well, they fly Airbuses, so there's no, you know, the bolts and doors aren't falling off, so there's that.
Right.
But Alaska is number one on the list. SkyWest, a regional airline that serves a bunch of different airlines. Spirit, Delta, United, JetBlue, Hawaiian, American, Frontier, and Southwest. The top 10 airlines according to Wallet Hub. So if you've been taking Ozempic, apparently this weight loss drug has led to unexpected pregnancies. There's been a rise in stories about Ozempic babies where women who use drugs like Ozempic report unexpected pregnancy. Obesity affects the fine-tuned hormonal balance that regulates the menstrual cycle. Women with a body mass index above 27 are three times more likely than women in the normal weight range to be unable to conceive because they're less likely to ovulate. Women with type 2 diabetes are more likely than other women to have obesity and to experience fertility difficulties and miscarriage. As weight loss can improve menstrual irregularities, it may also increase the chance of pregnancy in women with obesity, which is why weight loss and metabolic improvement are the most likely reasons why women who use Ozempic report unexpected pregnancies. So, if you're taking this stuff and you're starting to look snatched, and now everybody wants some.
Not everybody.
Well, I don't know. Whomever, somebody wants some, then you got to watch out.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That was our girl who's on maternity leave right now.
Paulina, you think that's why she got pregnant?
She says she has.
Because of Ozempic?
She was on another brand, whatever it was.
Oh, I didn't realize she. Wow.
And she said that. She said that was the reason. She says that's the reason why she got pregnant, because she didn't know that, whatever. Oh. That it did that.
Huh. I don't know. Maybe she look at that. She's a scientist over here. She said that, and I probably laughed like avocado toast and the fact that she invented Uber. And it turned out she was actually right. Netflix's decision to crack down on password sharing was a smart one for the streaming company. Pissed a lot of people off because they had to pay for it, though. But they've added a ton of subscribers in the first quarter. It looks like almost 10 million, an increase of more than five times what it added during the first quarter of last year, and its strongest number of first quarter subscriber additions since the COVID pandemic began. So they're making their money. And two hunters have become, this sounds like a BS story, but I don't think it is, become the first Americans to die from zombie deer disease.
What?
Now, here's something you didn't know you had to worry about today. Zombie deer disease. Grim news from researchers. Two hunters died in 2022 have been determined to have died from chronic wasting disease, which has previously only been found in deer. The zombie deer disease is 100% fatal and leaves deer confused, drooling, and unafraid of humans. The study of two men who died years ago seems to indicate that they died from eating contaminated venison. One of the victims, a 72-year-old man, suffered rapid onset confusion and aggression and seizures and died within a month. The findings of the research, which were published last week in the journal Neurology, which I subscribe to and read cover to cover, say that it's not conclusively proven that it killed the two men. There have been warnings for years that the disease could jump from deer to humans at some point. But zombie deer disease is a thing we have to think about now. National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day is today. National North Dakota Day. National Oklahoma City Bombing Commemoration Day is today as well. All right.
And Shelley's anniversary.
Oh, that's right. You sent me a new list and I didn't have it. Shelley's anniversary of working at the winning team.
Yeah. 6 years, did we say?
Six years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll have to talk to her later, but it's a famous story about Showbiz Shelley leaving the other station, coming over here.
I see nothing wrong.
And we're all in a conference room and in walks Showbiz. Wow. Her first introduction to the morning show, where it was 10 of us just sitting at a table. And what does Rufio say? The first thing, not hello, not welcome, not a hug. What do you say to her?
I say, how does it feel to be on the winning team?
Didn't she almost cry?
Yes.
You almost made her cry.
What?
Tears of joy.
At the time, I don't think they were joy, but now maybe they are. Hopefully they are now. But I remembered looking at
they
you like...
They did her dirty over there.
Well, they did, but...
You don't say that for saying...
Why? Wasn't, that's, they did. You're right, they did.
Like,
and then we did her clean.
How are you? We did her clean?
Yeah. Whoa. We made it right, okay? And look what happened. Things got even better for us, thanks to the addition of the showbiz, the legendary showbiz Shelley. But I remember just cringing when you, I'm like, oh my God.
Why? And
the look on her face, I thought she was going to, like, she hadn't even been in the building for 5 minutes. I thought she was going to start crying.
Yeah, it was a little much.
Is that my Dua Lipa moment?
Yes. I mean, you made all of us cry.
Smallest man, smallest man on the planet or whatever over here.
Whoever lives.
Oh, even better.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff.
Grown Up Stuff.